In a few minutes, Chris Skinner will be here to present his Nature Notes. But before then, a few more local news stories. The police praise the behaviour of clubgoers, and the Chamber of Commerce is concerned over the lack of investment in mobile phone coverage. But we start with what must be a first in transport disruption. We've heard of the wrong sort of snow and leaves on the line. Well, here's a new one.
A train was forced to follow a dog for 9 miles from Acle to Yarmouth after it refused to get off the line. The persistent pooch caused delays of almost an hour for passengers on the train, and later services from Yarmouth to Norwich and Sheringham to Norwich were cancelled as Greater Anglia tried to get things back on track. A Greater Anglia spokesman said the driver of the 8:45 a.m. Norwich to Great Yarmouth service spotted the dog walking along the line at Acle. She said the crew tried to move it from the track, but when they were unable to, the train instead ended up having to follow the dog all the way to its final destination, and the service was 56 minutes late.
Pub and club goers have today been praised for their behaviour after police flooded Norwich's clubland to crack down on late night drunken disorder. Thousands of people headed into Norwich for a night out over the busy bank holiday weekend, which for many followed payday, and which was made even busier by the pay-per-view heavyweight clash between Anthony Joshua and Vladimir Klitschko at Wembley on Saturday. Venues showing Joshua's stunning win across the city were packed with fight fans, including at Stadia on Upper King Street, where more than 200 people were still trying to get in at about 10 p.m. More than 55 police officers, including members of the Special Constabulary, were on duty as part of an Operation Impact event to target drink-fuelled violence and antisocial behaviour in the Prince of Wales Road and Tombland areas. But despite huge numbers heading into the city on a very busy night, there were very few arrests.
Feeble mobile phone coverage is holding our region's economy back and putting the brakes on investment, Norfolk Chamber of Commerce claims. And a new map produced using data from thousands of phone users across the region has revealed the extent of the problem, highlighting how little 3G and 4G coverage most parts of East Anglia receive. Nova Fairbank, who's the public affairs manager for the Norfolk Chamber, said it was especially frustrating that business visitors using international roaming often had better access to the internet on their phones than their Norfolk counterparts. She said, "We have a diverse and innovative business community in Norfolk. However, if we want to be seen as a place to do business and to be able to compete at a national and international level, we need more investment in Norfolk's mobile signal infrastructure and a better service from the mobile providers, including roaming signals."
Mealtimes at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital are being made more enjoyable as patients have been able to dine in the hospital restaurants with their families rather than on the ward. The dining scheme means patients who are well enough can order vouchers which they can take to the restaurant and exchange for an evening meal. The aim is to let patients eat with their friends and family as they would do at home, dine in a different setting, choose from a different menu, and eat at the time that best suits them. It also encourages patients to keep up their nutritional and fluid intake, playing a vital role in supporting their recovery. It perfectly demonstrates how improving patient experience is a job for everyone, not just the frontline clinical staff.